tell you what, you start walking slowly around. Can you start that? Go right ahead. Keep walking, keep walking. Come on, come on this way. Come on this way. Come on, keep walking. Keep walking. We just have to keep walking. And does anybody remember some of the things that we're walking for? What are we walking for? Say it out loud, you know. Do you remember why we're walking in the crop walk? Lane, did you hear about it at all? Yeah? Do you remember what we're walking for? To give people money for food. Yay! Yeah, and what else? Alex, what else do we, or what else are we helping with? Ella, you want to walk with us? You want to walk with us? Somebody went boom. Okay. What else are we walking for? So people don't go hungry? Yeah. Were you here when we were carrying buckets and jugs and, yeah? So we're walking to give people water. Yes, clean water, enough to eat. And we remember we had those little, maybe you guys weren't here. We had these little nutrition supplements that help little children develop strong bones and good brains and stuff. And you know, when we walk and we walk and we walk, eventually people will give us look around, there are people who want to give you something. Yeah, people will give us money. There's even more money waiting here. Yeah, we walk and generous people give us money, and then we take that money and we give it all to Church World Service. Right? We give all that money to Church World Service, and then they help make sure people have clean water to drink. They help make sure little children get the vitamins that they need, and they help make sure that people right here in Tiffin have a can of beans or a box of macaroni and cheese or whatever it is they need so that they don't go hungry. Is that a good deal? Yeah, that's why we're walking in the crop walk. Okay?
I love macaroni.
You love macaroni and cheese. A lot of kids do. A lot of kids do. And so it's a really good thing. I think there's some, do you see? Oh, here it is. It's a really good thing to give to the food pantry, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Can we say a prayer? Thank you, God, for these children. Help their families, watch over them. Help all who interact with these children, teach them, love them, and lead them. We ask you to watch over children all over the world. Help us to help you serve them with what they need in body and soul and spirit, so that they may have hope, so that they may grow big and strong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, and Mr. Bill is waiting for you. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore do whatever they teach you and follow it. But do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one Father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant, All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. Here ends the reading from Matthew 23. My message this day is called Banquets. As always, there are many angles from which to approach a Bible study. We have time to look at one. Commentators call chapter 23 of Matthew woes against the Pharisees. Jesus thoroughly blasts the religious authorities and the people who think they know better. Here he reminds his students to respect the authority of those teaching from the Moses seat, think pulpit. Those in the Moses seat were the teachers and administrators of the synagogue. Jesus said to listen to their teachings, but do not imitate their actions. Do as they say, not as they do. Here he criticized the scribes and Pharisees, distinct, sometimes overlapping groups. The scribes were trained professionals like lawyers for religious laws. Scribes knew the law and how it applied in day-to-day life. Had a dispute over property, your second cousin's promise to marry your daughter, or what animal care you were allowed to do on the Sabbath, you consulted a scribe. On the other hand, the Pharisees were mostly lay people, non-professionals. They closely followed Jewish law and had great influence in public life. Paul said he had been a zealous Pharisee. In Matthew's chapter 3, John the Baptist saw scribes and Pharisees headed down toward him for baptism. He said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' It is not what we say or even who our family is. What matters is what we do." As we heard in Mary's reading from Joshua 3, the Holy One does choose leaders from among the people. However, leaders in the Jesus tradition are servants, teaching others how to serve by washing their feet. So Jesus told his followers and listeners to obey the scribes and Pharisees, but not to follow their actions, because they were hypocrites. How were they hypocrites? They spoke of mercy, but made life harder for ordinary people. If you were extremely poor, you might have been forced to work every single day, even the Sabbath. Not nice to call you a sinner because of your poverty. They preached humility, but wanted attention and the best of everything at banquets. Back then, the best seats also got the best food. As Jesus put it, they loved to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi, teacher. They taught others to honor their parents, which included supporting them in old age. However, some of them excused themselves from supporting their parents because they were giving that money to the temple. In other words, you must support your old mother, but I want more splash for my cash. In Matthew 23:23, Jesus declared, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith." Translation, you bring armloads of herbs to the synagogue, stepping over the starving in your silk robe. Every family sharing in our Creator's abundance, every family being able to pay the bills, having enough to eat, justice, mercy, and faith matter to Jesus. So what will we do about this call upon our lives? Bill and I represented the Crop Hunger Walk at United Way's Storybook Festival last month. As their kids carried jugs of water, I spoke to parents about children in developing countries who carried water all day instead of going to school. Two reactions. Oh yes, that's just the way it is. Too bad. Bye-bye. Or they listened and got excited about the crop hunger walk, a way to do something. They allowed God to touch their hearts and inspire their actions. They took home the walk info and made plans to change the world. They decided walking 2 miles and asking their Facebook friends to contribute to fight poverty was an opportunity to live what matters. They chose to walk their talk literally. Will we dismiss all those God nudges, opportunities to live our faith? Or will we live as if we mean what we say? Our lives are never-ending choices. We chose to worship God this morning instead of drinking until 3 a.m. or playing video games or watching reruns of I Dream of Jeannie or playing golf in the snow. Are we people of integrity? How we vote, what we work hard on, where our money goes, what we indulge or neglect, those reflect our true priorities. In our lives, our households, our communities, our nation, what we do speaks so loudly people can't hear what we say. Priorities, choices. Perhaps you've heard it said that those who have been to war are those most likely to work for peace. President and World War II veteran Dwight D. Eisenhower spoke to choices. He said, every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. This is not a way of life at all in any true sense. Under the clouds of war, it is humanity hanging on a cross of iron. In the 21st chapter of the book of John, Jesus asked Peter repeatedly, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he had said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Amen.